VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. California firefighters are battling numerous wildfires that are tearing across the Los Angeles area, destroying homes and clogging roadways as tens of thousands fled, straining resources as the fires burned uncontained early Wednesday. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Thousands have been evacuated as wildfires burn out of control near Los Angeles. The flames started near a nature preserve in the inland foothills. This woman in Eaton Canyon, Lori, told KABC these quick wildfires are no surprise.
The drought, we haven't had any rain in the mountains so dry, it'll just go in a puff.
Staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot. Another fire is burning in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. A third wildfire has forced evacuations in the San Fernando Valley. I'm Ed Donahue.
According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, Israeli strikes killed at least 17 people in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The director of the child ward at the local hospital said five children were killed as they sheltered together in the same tent in Mouassi. The strikes tore into tents for displaced Palestinians in Mouassi and a car and two houses in the Khan Yunis area, according to the hospital. The Israeli army said it targeted militants involved in the October 2023 Hamas attack. Attack on southern Israel. The Israeli military did not provide evidence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will continue to lie in state after his remains arrived in Washington a day earlier as part of state funeral rites. The Georgia Democrat and 39th president died December 29th at the age of 100. Carter will remain at the Capitol until Thursday morning when he is transported to Washington National Cathedral for a state funeral. President Joe Biden, a longtime Carter ally, will deliver a eulogy.